This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Even before Wisconsin felt the full effects of the COVID-19 pandemic last year, the state's historians and curators were considering how they should document its impact. Then came a summer of historic protests. Megan Hart has more on how future generations will learn about what it was like to live through 2020.
Last June, Hannah Beauchamp Pope led a Black Lives Matter march through the streets of downtown Green Bay. Almost a year later, she revisited part of the route.
I think we started going up over this bridge here, and it was just like when you fall into like line with everybody and you like turn around and you see like the mass of people behind you, and just the fact that we all moved as one community, it was just kind of, it gives you goosebumps.
Just over that bridge is the Neville Public Museum. While activists like Beauchamp Pope were aiming to change the world, and scientists and healthcare professionals were working to save lives during the pandemic, curators and historians were acting to preserve our collective memories from a year we'll never forget. Last year, the museum put out a call for artifacts from the marches, and now some items from Beauchamp Pope are in its archives. The UW-Green Bay student submitted a poster with a Jimi Hendrix quote.
When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace.
The new Nike sneakers Beauchamp Pope wore to the march are also now part of the Neville's collection. Executive Director Beth Lemke talked about some of the items in the museum's cavernous storage area.
These are all things that are in process. And so in this case, from Hannah, we have her t-shirt, we have a scarf and a bracelet that she wore during that march. We also took in a megaphone that was used to help, talk to the crowd as they were standing there.
Curator Lisa Kane says the Neville's collection should represent the people living in Green Bay today. She pointed out one of the posters.
This one is pretty plain. It's small, but it says Black Lives Matter in Hmong.
Museum officials say they're always contemporary collecting, but Estella Chung, chief curator of the Wisconsin Historical Society, says it's rare for two watershed moments to overlap as they did with the pandemic and the protests. She says curators had to be very thoughtful about the moments they want to preserve for future generations.
And to pay attention to all the different stories and voices and perspectives all happening at once. So this was our big challenge during the year 2020.
The pandemic changed daily life for pretty much everyone, and Chung says it's unusual for curators to work with items related to events that impacted their own lives. The Society is still adding to its pandemic collection, which already includes makeshift masks and plexiglass dividers. It's also documenting daily life during the pandemic with the COVID-19 Journal Project. Director Christian Overland says thousands of people reached out to say they'll be submitting journals. Some are somber, remembering the traditions we had to abandon during the pandemic, while others cover more quotidian aspects of pandemic life.
There was one great journal that came out of the Eau Claire region. People actually just put every receipt that they've had in it for like 9 months and kind of what they bought and what they ate. Bird watchers keeping journals. We have art journals.
The Society has long used journals to document history. It has one from the Lewis and Clark expedition, some from the very first class of Peace Corps volunteers, and many from the Civil War.
We actually sent out 600 journals with soldiers and pencils with them that were marshaled out of Camp Randall in Madison. And over 400 of those journals came back.
The journal project is ongoing, as of course the pandemic isn't over yet. And back in Green Bay, Beauchamp Pope says her work for social justice has just begun. But there's still value in having her activism documented for future museum goers.
I know that like some little Black girl is going to go to that and they're going to see another Black woman.
And they'll know they can make history too. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.